Father God, we give you grateful thanks today for giving us this opportunity to come together, to worship you, to give you thanks for the blessings, to give you thanks for your goodness and your grace and your mercy. But today as well, Lord, we give you extra thanks for our mothers. We thank you for the influence that they have had and some continue to have on their children. And so, Lord, we just ask you to bless this meeting, and may we leave this place better people today for having met together and with you in this place. Amen.
It's so good to see you all brave to come out this morning to join with us this Mother's Day, and it's a real blessing to have you all with us to be able to share. Now, what we did this morning, friends, whether you believe it or not, is a form of church. As we gather together, the three important things that I talk about week after week for those who come here regularly, what is it? What do we do? But we gather. Jesus says, when two or three are gathered together in my name, I will be there. So one of the important things that we couldn't do in COVID, we can now, is we gather. The other important thing that we do together, we can do it alone, but we can do it together, is read scripture, right? And that's what we try and do each week, is read scripture. And the third thing, does everyone remember what that is? No one's game enough to say anything now, are you? We pray together. We pray together. We gather, we read the scriptures, and we pray together. So far this morning, we have gathered, we have prayed, and we will pray again, and we're going to open the word together in a moment. So don't be alarmed. We're not sitting in rows, facing a screen, singing songs, and that's all valid parts of worship. But can I say sometimes it's important that we gather together around tables and share together in community. Right, I think it's a very important part, more so today than what, say, 5 years ago. 5 years ago, we probably wouldn't have done this, where now it's carved away that we can do this together. We can gather around, we can hear from other people. I love the conversation that's taking place in the different form. So I want to say, first of all, from me to you, welcome. My name's Dominic. I'm part of the team. I should have introduced myself ages ago, but my name's Dominic. I'm part of the team that leads the community here. And it's good to be able to share together. Let's just share a prayer and then we'll open the word together. Father God, we just thank you today for the opportunity to share together, to open your word and to hear what you say to us, Lord. So be with us, we pray. Open our hearts and our minds as we seek to hear from you this morning. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. Now in God's word, it talks in Matthew about putting God's word into practice, okay? It tells about putting God's word into practice. Now, what is God's word? I'm picking on the kids today. Kids, if I was to say to you, what is God's word? What is it? To love each other. That is in God's word. What is God's word? Are there any kids down here that want to share? What, any older kids that want to share? The Bible. So, God's word to us is the Bible. Now, what is the Bible? The Bible's a book. It's God's word. Stories of Jesus, they've got a whole different lot of words in it. Some people might say that it's basic instruction before leaving earth. You ever heard that before? That's one. There's a lot of different the way people look at scripture. And why I'm talking about the Bible this morning, we're going to actually open a verse soon, but we're kicking off 40 days in the word. So today's an introduction. And next week, we're going to be kicking off 40 days in the Word, because it says in Scripture, in Matthew 7, it says, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. Come on, you got to say it properly. On the rock. It's like building it on the rock. And why is the rock so important? Because it's a good foundation. It smashes the scissors. It's got strength about it. So, everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice is like a wise man. Now, when we're talking wise men here, who do you think of when you think of a wise man? You think of an older person who's obviously got experience in life. It's like someone we can come to and learn from, isn't it? You know, I think of my grandfather when I think of a wise man. You go and visit him, he wouldn't say much. He'd sit out and look at the trees And then occasionally he'd say something. And every time he would say something, it was wise. You just want to, you know, sit at his feet and hear from him. And that's what is said in the Word. Jesus said in the Word, everyone who puts these words of mine into practice is like a wise man who built his house on the rock. There you go. You're with me this morning. He puts, it's like a house that's built on a rock. That's exactly right. Now, it's one thing to have the Word of God. It's like, you know, we've got many translations in our house. I don't know how many translations that you might have in yours. It's okay to have many translations, but it's another thing to open it, isn't it? It's another thing to open it up and hear the wise words that speak into our hearts. And to be honest, friends, sometimes we get busy, don't we? You know, I get busy. And I find sometimes I'm only reading this to plan the next sermon. And you sort of go, well, that's actually not what this is designed for. This is designed for us to learn from it, to learn from the wise, to put those things into practice in our life. It goes on to say, then the rains came down, the streams rose up, the winds blew against the houses, yet it did not fall because its foundation was on the rock. As opposed to the foolish. It says, but everyone who hears these words of mine and puts them into practice, who does not put them into practice, that's a key word, isn't it? Does not put them into practice, is like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. Now, we didn't have sand in paper, rock, scissors, did we? Didn't have that there. No, because I don't know what you'd do with that. We don't have the rock. We'd only have the rock there. That's exactly right. It's like a foolish man who built his house on the sand. And as we know, you build a sandcastle on the beach. I like building a sand. Actually, I like digging holes on the beach. Just a habit of mine. Maybe like burying my kids in it up to their neck sometimes. Hey, Hannah? Sometimes. But we know this, the sand doesn't hold anything together, does it? It just washes whatever that creation is away. And if we're to build our lives, our house, you know, the build what who we are and what we do on a shifting foundation, the Bible says it's foolish. It's foolish to be able to do that. We need to put them on a firm foundation because it says the rains came down, the streams rose up, the winds blew and beat against the house, and it fell into a great crash. So what we want to do is actually put them into practice. Be like the wise men who put them into practice. James 1 goes on to say, he says, do not merely listen to the words so you deceive yourselves. Do what it says. It's one thing to listen to the words, like you might come and we might read the scripture together and you might listen to it. Yeah, that's cool. But I'm going to live my life this way, not the way the word tells me to do it. And we know if you end up in a situation, you go, this is not right. I shouldn't do this. We've got that the Holy Spirit at work within us that's challenging us to go, actually, should you be doing what you're about to do? Who's been there? I've been there. You know what? Sometimes you don't want to hear that voice, do you? You don't want to. You want to, no, actually, I don't want that. I want to do this. But it says, do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says. Anyone who listens to the word but does not do what it says is like the man who looks at his face in the mirror and after looking at himself goes away and immediately forgets what he looks like. Mirror. Who likes looking in the mirror? Probably no one will put their hands up because it's not really a fun place, is it? Why? Oh, they're coming with more responses down here. But what is it to do with the mirror that we don't like? It shows us something, doesn't it? What is a mirror? I'm going to use my helper to say, what does a mirror do? You look at yourself, don't you? You see a reflection. And sometimes what the word is for us, it helps us, gives us a reflection of the person of what we should be. Because it says in Scripture, but the man who looks intently into the perfect law that gives freedom and continues to do this, not forgetting what he has heard, but doing it, he will be blessed in what he does. So it's one thing to look at the Word of God, but it's another thing to continue to put it into practice in our lives. So the mirror, don't merely listen to the Word, but do what it says. And to put these things into practice, he's like the wise man who built his house on the rock. So we're going to talk more about this over time, over coming weeks, as we enter into these 40 days. Next week, we're going to have devotions available for you to take away, and it's going to have 42 different devotions that you can follow along for, one for each day. Have, you know, just something for you to read and reflect on to help us to get into the Word of God. I need stuff like that. I need, you know, a plan to follow, and I want to go as a church on a journey down that space. Does that sound good? Who wants to be part of that journey? Yes, we've got 5 people. Maybe more people putting their hands up inside, but I'm excited for what the Word is going to speak to us each during this time as we work 40 days in the Word, because I want to be like the wise man who puts the words into practice in my life. So let's pray, shall we? So Father, we just thank you for the Word that you have given us. We thank you for how it speaks to us. And I just pray, Lord, today that we will not merely hear or merely listen to the words, but to put them into practice in our lives like the wise man put his house on the rock, Lord. So that we live a life in anticipation of what you're going to do in and around and through us. So, Father God, I just pray that you will bless us each today in this place. Bless us as we start this new week ahead. Bless mothers and grandmothers and great-grandmothers as we gather here today, and go with us before we pray. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
So this is a blessing for Mother's Day. May the Lord who brought us to birth by his Spirit strengthen us for the Christian life. May the Lord who provides for all our needs sustain us day by day. May the Lord whose steadfast love is constant send us out to live and work for others, and the blessing of God Almighty, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit be with you and remain with you always. Amen. God bless you.